This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
It is Independence Day. We're here live, which means you can, of course, call in to bring up whatever you want, as you always can here on Free Talk Live. Coming up at some point, Conan, you have another Independence Day-related story.
Oh,
about,
yeah.
About a mysterious comma... period controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Within the Declaration of Independence. But since we were talking about Facebook, I've had a piece in my show prep here for a little bit, and I've not yet gotten to it. It's not exactly, you know, breaking news or anything like that, but we had a really interesting opinion that was written on the Free Talk Live Facebook group. There's a Free Talk Live AMP-only Facebook group, and you found a piece there from one of our listeners, Dale, and you read that on the air, and it was his frustration with people calling today the 4th of July, which isn't inaccurate, but it's supposed to be Independence Day. And,
well, it is Independence Day, but it is mistakenly confused with hot dog and beer day.
Is it, how many people's minds is it still Independence Day? Because it seems like not very many of them.
No, I mean, I saw some silly, maybe it was one of the night shows, they were doing the on-the-street questionnaires, right. And they were asking the end of the folks, you know, who did we claim our independence from?
Oh, no.
And about a third yeah. of the respondents knew that it was Great Britain.
Wow.
And everyone else is, they probably can tell you who won the Dancing with
Saddam
the Stars
Hussein.
Episode last night. Or
what were some of their answers? Did they have an answer? Or there's
no, a lot of them just clueless.
Yeah.
Canada, wow. Mexico.
Wow.
Who knows?
So this story from PJ Media, the author Phil Baker, headline, Facebook will harass you mercilessly if you try to break up. Breaking up with Facebook is apparently as difficult as breaking up with a bad boyfriend or girlfriend who won't accept your decision. That's the experience that Henry Graber of Slate had when he stopped signing on. He stopped logging in on June 6th and stayed off Facebook for 10 days.
Is this year?
This was published in June 19th of this year. He stayed off Facebook for 10 days. He had been a member for over 10 years, and this was the longest period that he had remained off of the social network. But Facebook didn't leave him alone. He received 17 email messages in a span of 9 days, urging him to return. Graber is not alone in trying to wean himself off of Facebook for various reasons. Some do it because they realize it can be a waste of time, while others do it because of the company's inability to protect or lack of interest in protecting its members' personal data.
Yeah, how many people are really worried about that? I'm not buying that whole meme that Facebook is stealing your identity and they're selling your information to the company. No one really cares.
If you didn't know that when you were signing up for it.
I mean,
here's the hint. If a company lets you use their service for free, there's a good chance you're the customer. You're the the advertising.
Yeah, nothing in this world is free, people. In that case, you are.
You're the product.
You're
That's
the product.
What I was looking for. Yeah, you're the product. So let's see here. The company has mistakenly released data of nearly 100 million of its members and friends of members to third parties, and many of them have used the data for illicit purposes. While Facebook says they're not losing members, some recent statistics paint a different story. According to a Pew study, only 51% of U.S. teenagers use the service now, down from 71%.
Yeah, they're all on Snapchat.
Is that what they're using now? In
2015. And Twitter and stuff like that.
This was the first time the numbers have fallen. Graber found the messages that he received from Facebook actually reinforced his decision to stay off the platform. On one day, he received two emails telling him a distant friend had posted a new photo. On another day, he received a message telling him that 88 people liked a post in a group that he belonged to, and on another day, he received an email telling him there was a post to his college alumni group. A few days later, he was notified in an email that a few dozen members of a group he belonged to had commented about a news article. The email notices followed along these lines and included more messages about Facebook friends adding new photos or commenting on other posts, and even emailing him reminders to, quote, see what people are talking about in your group. Unquote. He then received an email in the middle of the night asking, you up? How about a little late night content from a guy on your soccer team who's the little brother of your colleague's boyfriend?
This sounds like Hal from 2001.
The following day, there was an email saying, 5 people like a post in your group, and then another 603 people like a photo in your group. It continued much like this over the 10 days that he was off of Facebook.
So now, my question is, yeah. Did he actually deactivate his account? Or did he just stop using it?
I think he just stopped using it.
Okay, well, that's part of the problem right there. There's a lot of notifications you can turn off.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most everything I follow on Facebook is off. If I don't specifically want to go look at a site or a group, you know, I don't find out what's going on until I go
don't
to
have
it.
Email. I turned off email notifications a long time ago for Facebook, but I have gotten some of their ping emails.
So how long have you been off?
6 or 7 months now.
And they still send you little, hey, are you still alive?
I don't remember how frequently, but I've definitely gotten some emails from Facebook to give me a heads up on something that they think I'm going to be interested in.
Right.
It's like they know I'm not there regularly, and so they want me to come back. So, and I do log in usually once a month nowadays, it seems like, just in case we get a new Free Talk Live amplifier.
So your account is not deactivated.
That's correct.
You are just not signed in.
I am not using it. I have full willpower and control over Facebook. I have defeated Facebook's addictive capacity.
Now, I have noticed something in the last couple of months, maybe the last 3 months, where I'm getting notifications from people I know that I'm not really having any interaction in, and I'm not following them. I don't have notifications on this person turned on, and Facebook will just decide, hey, so-and-so said this.
You should come look at it.
You should come look at it.
Right.
And it's like, what does that have to do with anything? The only thing I can think of, and this is, I've had 3 months to look at this, it only happens maybe once a week or so,
yeah.
is that what I found is that these are people that I might have visited their page and looked at something that they had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not interacted with them, maybe not had a conversation with them, but it's just looked at their page. And then for some reason, a week, 2 weeks later, Facebook just decides, hey, so-and-so said this. You want to look at it?
Let's go to the phones here. We got Matthew on the line. He's in Louisiana. Matthew, you're watching us on YouTube tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I always say Happy Independence Day. I don't
Excellent.
Say Happy Fourth. It's just the way I am. I like to say Happy Christmas, not Merry Xmas or anything like that. But it doesn't bother me if somebody says Happy Fourth. And, you know, some people just don't think about these sort of things very deeply or don't know that much. So I had a modest proposal for the legalization of drugs.
Okay.
And I floated this by my conservative friends on WGSO, and kind of received mixed reviews. It's basically, it's going to involve the government, so y'all aren't going to be crazy about it. I understand.
All right. Nope.
Totally. But
let's
I'm
hear
talking
it.
About, well, I'm talking about, let's form a GSE. You know what a GSE is?
No.
Okay, it's a government-sponsored enterprise.
Like the post office?
Yeah, but the post office really is a government-subsidized enterprise.
The government-sponsored
enterprise. Well, government-sponsored enterprise says that the government says this would be a useful thing, but we don't want to manage it.
But they want to spend the money to create it?
They want to regulate it, and they want the taxes they can get off of it.
Hand it up and turn it loose. Like the American Bureau of Shipping is one, and that's a successful one. I can show you a failure, and that would be, well, two of them, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and the post office. That's three, really. But this is something that I think would be a success, a moderate success, called the Addiction Control Board. And basically, every narcotic, including nicotine and alcohol has an addiction rate. It's not 100%. Even the dreaded opioids isn't 100%. I'd heard different radio talk show hosts say it was 27%, which I'm thinking, that's really not that bad.
Well, stand by, because I want to hear exactly what your proposal is for this addiction control board. So stick with us here. Matthew will return, hopefully. And our toll-free number for you to join us, 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live here on Independence Day.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence, and Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The live Independence Day edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Carnian.
Check out the Blink Home Security System over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off what is already a shockingly affordable and effective home security system that is pretty great. I've actually had the opportunity to install it here at the studio, and by install, I mean like unbox it, put the batteries in, and then put the camera up. You don't have to actually run any wiring because the cameras are wireless, and it's super easy to do. You set everything up via your Wi-Fi enabled device of your choice. You got a tablet or a smartphone or whatever, and then you configure the cameras, and whenever they operate, whenever something walks in front of it or moves in front of it, it will send you a clip to whatever device you're using, wherever you happen to be. Very, very handy, very easy to use, super easy to install. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue, Matthew is on the line with us here. And Matthew, you had a proposal for some sort of a form of drug legalization that involves an organization that you describe as the Addiction Control Board, which you said would be a government-sponsored enterprise. Tell me more about this idea.
Okay, so it would have the power to levy a excise tax on the product that's manufactured at the manufacturer level. Obviously, some substances you're just not going to catch at all, like, marijuana, which you could grow in your backyard, or people who distill their own alcohol or grow their own tobacco. But by and large, most of the big players would want to play along with it, and the excise tax would be used for one thing and one thing only, and that is to treat the people who become addicted, who say, oh, no, this has gone too far, I want out.
And then why do you need the government for that?
Get me out of them. Well, you could do this theoretically all private enterprises, consortium of, let's say, narcotics and things that get you habituated, people. But the government kind of set the tone, per se, saying, we think this is a good thing to do. Y'all take care of it.
Yeah, but don't they already have these special councils, addiction councils for nicotine and for alcohol and for gambling already? And they're spending billions of dollars to try to cure alcohol addiction. And just how well is that working? It doesn't seem like it is working.
Do you think that this is going to work well? It depends on how much the person who wants to be cured.
I think that is the problem. You can't forcefully cure anybody of anything. It has to be their own decision, and that's why Alcohol Anonymous, which is a private organization, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they get any money from the government. But I mean,
no, they're all private. They survive completely by private donations.
Well, I mean, why couldn't you have the same thing for weed or for opium or for any other type of heavy drug? Why couldn't you do the same thing?
I really believe you could, but like I said, this is a proposal to satisfy the public perception that, you're going to do something. It would set up an organization that would basically look for the most effective methods of dealing with these addictions. Now, the method for dealing with the opioid addiction actually involves another type of opioid. I don't know if you all have heard of this.
Kratom?
I heard of this a different radio show, huh?
Kratom?
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 That's not an opioid. Is it an opioid?
It has a very similar effect.
Really?
It fills up all the opioid receptors, but you don't get a buzz. It doesn't give you a high.
Ibuprofen does give you a buzz.
I think it works for different people.
Yeah, this is a different substance then. But it fills up the receptors, and basically you could take what would be an overdose load of any kind of opioid after you've taken this particular medication, and it would basically, you wouldn't overdose. You just wouldn't let it happen. It would have no effect.
I think you're thinking of Narcan.
Well, as far as Kratom is concerned,
you just medicine afterwards.
As far as kratom is concerned, if the DEA doesn't get its way, the DEA wants to outlaw it.
Right.
Even though it doesn't, I don't think it gets you high. And I know a lot of holistic folks out there swear by it. But if it works and it goes against anything Big Pharma is trying to sell us, then of course they're going to try to stamp it out.
Five things you may feel during a kratom high, according to warrior.do. Euphoria, relaxation, sociability, pain relief, and increased energy.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. Of course, Big Pharma isn't going to want you to have any of that.
Yeah, exactly. Matthew, I want to say this. I mean, your proposal, I see what you're saying. You're proposing it in the idea of trying to persuade people that this would be a way to legalize drugs and reduce harm. And I don't think it's a bad, you know, in the scheme of government programs, it's not the worst government program that you can think of. But it also relies on the idea that there would be only one way, or that these people would be able to ferret out the best way to help people, whereas we know that with the marketplace, that's the best way to help people, because then different methods can be tried and different people can support the different methods that they want to support, you know, rather than having everybody having to support this one method, or in this case being taxed, these businesses being taxed, the manufacturers being taxed to support.
And this is just one little tax because the legislators are going to want to tax the crap out of weed already, so this is just going to be one more tax on top of a little tax.
That gets down to the issue of controlling the government's insatiable desire for our money, which that's a different topic.
This is also about control. I mean, it's right there in the name of what you proposed.
Isn't all government about control?
It sure is, which is why we need to abolish it. Thank you for the call, Matthew. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. And his proposal's more realistic than anything we're making, right? Like, because we would say, well, just abolish the state entirely. And then
people immediately roll their eyes.
Right. And they can't do that.
And they walk away. They just shut up. The cognitive dissonance goes into overdrive.
Right.
And they don't hear anything we say. Matthew was at least trying to win.
He's trying to pander to those people.
But he's just opening a can of worms. It's a new department that is just going to be abused and is going to be inefficient and is going to turn into a disaster down the road. It might work the first year.
Right.
It might work the first six months.
Turn into a boondoggle.
But it will turn into a disaster down the road.
So you remind me of an article I just wrote over at freekeen.com. I'm running for New Hampshire Senate here in District 10, and I got a questionnaire. I got my first questionnaire, because when you run for political office,
our local newspaper is very good about getting this little opportunity to the folks.
I didn't get a thing from the newspaper yet, but I got one from the NEA, which is the National Education Association, and I use this as an opportunity to just kind of do a position piece on education. So I wrote up my answers to them. I scanned that in. I scanned the PDF in so anybody can see my answers. So I posted that. But then I posted some, you know, paragraphs along with it about the way education ought to be. And it ties into what we were saying here in a moment. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up. And, you know, why people just don't believe this stuff is possible. They've been so programmed. There's more. Even if they think it's a good idea, it's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
USA Radio News.
At a 4th of July event in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
Stuff that was said yesterday that's just not accurate. I mean, it's not which is not true. I mean, Mike Russellforce was, you know, was a friend, but something's changed. It's, you know, things he said are just not true. We knew of no abuse, never heard of abuse. If we had, we'd have reported it. And if in fact there, you know, if in fact there's problems, we want justice for the people who were victims, obviously. And as I said, we're happy to talk with the folks who are doing the investigation.
Today, Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes to become your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here, live Independence Day edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here. Skype username is lrn.fm, or call us on the Discord, on-air call-in line room, over at discord.lrn.fm. That's the first room, by the way, in our Discord to easily allow you to get on the air with us and talk about what you want. And as I said, we are actually here live. So we're going to go back to your calls in a moment. We were discussing the issue of drug decriminalization, drug legalization. One of our callers suggested a plan which would involve a government-created organization, or government-sponsored, as he put it, organization called the Addiction Control Board, which would put a tax on manufacturers, basically, on distributors, and then use that money to ostensibly help people with addiction. And it certainly sounds maybe preferable to the current situation, which would be prohibition. So, I mean, I'll give him that. As far as politically palatable programs are concerned, I think that would be something you could persuade some state representatives or whatever to possibly support. On the downside, as you pointed out, Conan, he's talking about creating an entirely new government bureaucracy with the ability to tax. And with the ability to tax comes the ability to control. It's right there in their name, the Addiction Control Board. And you better believe they're going to want to control, just in the same way that the government acts like marijuana being an uncontrolled plant that just grows in the wilderness is going to be a threat to all human existence. The police love to act like they need to have total, micromanaging control over the cannabis industry. They act like you know, the children need to be protected. That's why there was actually an argument over whether an ounce of weed should be decriminalized or if it should be reduced to 3/4 of an ounce. And they literally use the children as an excuse, as though a 1/4 ounce is going to somehow protect the children or not protect the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. And so that led me to an article that I wrote over at freekeen.com. It's entitled NH Libertarian Senate Candidate's Response to an NEA Questionnaire on Education. And in this article, I kind of put forth my proposal for how do we get from where we are today, which is to say government-run education monopoly, you know, state indoctrination, day prisons, basically. How do we get from that to a free marketplace in education where the government no longer taxes people and the government schools don't exist anymore in the current form that they do? And in short, my proposal is that you should just go ahead and give the schools to the teachers. Make them self and the former, you know, current staff and former staff. So the ones that are taking the pensions and the ones that are currently on staff, they should all get shares in what is now going to be a self-governing, self-controlled organization. And let them figure it out. Let them figure out tuition. Let them figure out scholarships. Let them figure out how to pay their staff. Let them figure it all out for themselves.
And hey, the good news, Ian, these are all educated individuals,
right,
who you think would be able to figure that out that day, that afternoon. Hey, we have the schools. They're all in our possession. We have to take care of ourselves.
It might take a little longer than an afternoon.
Oh, well, But I mean, you would think that if anybody out there could figure something out, they would.
Well, if they're given the right incentives, they will. And
yeah, it's called money. It's called their paycheck. If you
or losing it.
If you don't teach your children, teach your children well, I'm thinking the song, and you, if you make the students and the parents unhappy and they decide that they're going to go over to school C down the road, who are teaching, I mean, you're going to figure it out real quick. That you have to do something that makes the parents and the kids happy, otherwise...
Or you go out of business.
Your paycheck.
Or you lose your job, you go out of business, and somebody comes in and buys your assets at, you know, pennies on the dollar. And that's sort of the proposal that I made here. And what I wanted to relate was this idea that, you know, people are so in their mindset, they're so in their current set of beliefs, that it's hard for them to break out. I pointed out that I've proposed this concept before on the radio. There used to be a show, you and I used to be regular callers to it, on the air here in Keene, New Hampshire on Saturday mornings. It was hosted by a former city councilor named Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, like, Saturday morning local political issues kind of talk shows. And they still have one that's like that, but it's got different hosts now, and it's a different name. But
just as liberal progressive.
Yeah, I don't actually haven't listened to
the Saturday show. I can't because I work Saturdays, and I'm in the wrong town. But yeah, it's pretty bad.
And so this lady, I don't know if I would call her a liberal progressive. I think she used to be a Republican, but she's a statist.
She does not legislate like a conservative Republican.
Well, I mean, conservative Republicans love the government too. They just love their government.
They love it a little. They grow a little less fast.
That's true. In New Hampshire, at least, that's somewhat true.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to make was that I have made this argument before of, hey, why don't we just go ahead and give the schools to the teachers and, you know, let them figure it all out. Let people support the schools they want to support. Because one of the biggest problems with the government education system is, not that the people that are running it are bad, it's the system is bad, and so it turns neighbors against one another. They're constantly fighting over all these piddly little issues. The NEA brings up some of them in their questionnaire to me. Pensions, charter schools, vouchers, these are three things that the NEA, the National Education Association, the Union of Teachers, that's who these people are, those are things they're concerned with. And these are things that people fight over. Some people support charter schools. Some people are against charter schools. Some people support vouchers. Some people are against vouchers. Some people support, you know, pensions. Some people want to cut back the pensions. And so you get neighbor fighting neighbor, when in the marketplace, you don't have people fighting Target versus Walmart.
Yeah, every year I go to these silly school meetings, these Saturday morning school meetings on the budget, look around and this is how it's always felt to me. It feels like a bunch of bandits.
Mm.
Sitting around the campfire after they just looted, they just pillaged some village.
Yeah.
And they're all fighting and arguing over how they're going to split up the spoils. Yeah. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting, and I see it every time. And you have made this you've brought up this same discussion at these meetings.
Yep.
And the people will laugh at you.
They laugh.
They'll laugh at you, and you'll be told to sit down.
Yeah.
And to stop disrupting the right. event, because we're all trying to get out of here and go home. We just want to spend your money
and then go home.
And go home, and we won't see you for another 364 days.
Yes. So the response from Cynthia in the case when I would propose these things was something like, well, that she would acknowledge that sounds good. Like she could see that, huh? People being able to have a choice? Boy, that sounds like a good idea, but it'll never happen. You can't do that. You just can't do that. I mean, the state requires blah, blah, blah. The state has to provide an adequate education or whatever the excuse is.
And by the way, that's a falsity here in our state. They always, always, always bring that up because some judge decided on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's Amendment 83 of the New Hampshire Constitution that the state provide a decent education
adequate
to everybody.
Is the term.
Yeah. Adequate. And that is not what it says at all, but some judge determined that's what it said. It doesn't say that at all, but now everyone is like, all right, well, the state has to give a little bit of money, and of course the state is holding back every year, and then you'll get our school board members and administrators, and they're all like, well, we had to raise the budget because the state's not giving its fair share to us. Never mind that we have 150 less students this year than last year.
We need more money.
We need more money.
Right. That's how it works every single year, year after year. So the idea was, like, she just could not believe that a change like this could be possible.
Yeah, well, change is hard.
Right.
And she's been doing it her whole life. Right up to the day that it breaks.
Well, she's going to die before.
And by the way, that's the one argument that we just can't do it. I mean, it's just never been done before. It's just scary.
Well, right,
and
way.
The other one is poor kids.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, and I address that
too. What about the poor kids who can't go to the nice rich school, the school A? They have to go to school C, and they won't have a language arts class, or they won't have after school sports, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, what about the poor, Conan? What about them?
Well, hey, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It's charity.
I grew up in poor schools, and you know, I have an interesting
poor government upbringing. Schools, you mean?
Because I was homeschooled.
Yeah.
I was private school. I was public school.
Oh wow.
I was no school, so I got to see
the whole thing.
I got to see the whole package, and so I think I have a pretty good idea what works, what doesn't, and hey, poor schools didn't hurt me.
All right, we're gonna continue here in moments. The toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. Hey, well, that's what scholarships are for. That's what charity is for. Whether it be from churches or whether it be from local business or whoever, the poor will be taken care of. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Welcome to the Independence Day edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Zencash is a great cryptocurrency that you want to look at if you're looking into the world of other options besides Bitcoin. Everybody knows about Bitcoin. It's the number one, the original, the granddaddy of all other cryptocurrencies. And Zencash was created fairly recently. It was 2017 when it came out, but it's really risen to some level of prominence. It's got over 12,000 secure nodes in its system, which makes it one of the most secure. I think it's like the top two. I think it's under Ethereum, so it's number two, I think, to Ethereum as far as number of nodes in its system. It has more nodes than Bitcoin does. So that's pretty impressive. Zencash is also impressive because it was created by voluntarists. In fact, they wrote the ideas of voluntary interaction into the white paper for Zencash, which I've never heard of that happening before with any other cryptocurrency. And they also use some of the best privacy technology, zero-knowledge anonymity. You can learn more about that if you're into privacy. You really ought to look into Zencash. If you care about liberty and economics, you really ought to look into Zencash at Zencash.com. That's Zencash with a Z. Zencash.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we can talk more about government education. We can come back around to the Declaration of Independence in a little bit. But first, David is on the line in New Mexico and on via Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, at Albuquerque, New Mexico. So let me get this straight, Ian. So on the day that we celebrate the taking of the land from the Indians, you went to their place and ate their food, too?
I don't think that's what's being celebrated on Independence Day, but I went to an Indian restaurant, not an American Indian restaurant.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's different. All right, I just wanted to clear that up. So on the subject of Independence Day, the Declaration of Independence,
yeah.
I have a comment. But first of all, you had a caller earlier talking about NGOs and taking money from the taxpayers via the government and then putting on to the people by force their will as to what they're going to do with them. Sounds vaguely like there's a term, there's an actual phrase that everybody in the legal industry recognizes called the courthouse cottage industry. Have you heard that term?
Okay.
Say that again. The courthouse what? Cottage?
Yeah, the courthouse cottage industry. And what that is, that's all of the people that make money off of all of the activity that surrounds the courthouse.
Right.
Which would be the law school and
law
the
firms.
Legislature, law firms, lobbyists, parking lots outside the courthouse, therapists.
All the services that the courthouses, you know, like exclusive translation services, the lawyers have different services for, you know, searching through the laws and things like that. There's all kinds of.
And don't forget me, I sell their law books to them via Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah, it's industrial exactly. complex.
Right.
And part
so that,
of it.
That yeah. That is what happened with that. If you look at people, the drug courts and the treatment centers, the treatment might be free to the person going to treatment,
mm-hmm.
but that money is coming from somewhere. Usually the taxpayers somehow are getting funded X number of thousands per dude that ends up there for treatment. And that's the kind of thing that would happen with this. And if you go to you've been to the legislature, so you've seen the lobbyists, and you've seen there are lobbyists that represent, you know, they're straight up, they represent corporations, the for-profit business industries. But there for every one of those, there is at least one more of those that are representing some non-governmental organization that, you know, that protects children. You know, like you said, like you just got done saying, the children, for the children. So, and these lobbyists, they get their salary from the NGO, like ones that would be created with this drug thing. They get their salaries and expenses paid by those NGOs, and those NGOs get their money through grants from the government, which comes from your tax dollars. Or they get straight out donations from corporations, you know, whatever, think of whatever corporation you've seen advertised, like the Ford Foundation or the
right.
Carnegie or whoever. Yeah. And
a partnership for Drug Free America, for instance, which has like, you know, Budweiser and others.
Exactly. And those people, those people that are in those supposed helping NGOs, those are the same people. If you watch them, they're also the ones that have been in and out of government itself. And so they might be working for the government one day.
And then they go and they become a CEO at one of these other organizations.
Yeah, the CDC is a prime example. Their CEOs are constantly swapping from government lobbyist to CEO of, you know, of that company.
It's all a, you know, good old boys network, basically.
Exactly. And that's what will happen. And those are the people. Without going into the, my whole story, those are the people that did me in. Those do-gooders, you know, that have their little, whatever their agenda is, whether it's women's rights or abortion rights or anti-male something or for the children something else, everybody's saving the whales to make a generic thing out of saving the whales. Everybody wants to save something, and they get up on their soapbox on their stool, and then you give them money and power. And then they do things like that. They create direct relationships, like the CEO, somebody in the NGO will become friends, already friends with whatever judge, and then they influence that judge's rulings by making phone calls and writing letters and having cocktails and whatever
right,
else.
Right, take them out to dinner.
It's just as incestuous as everything else. And so now my actual point was Independence Day, which is which is independence, which is symbolized and started with the legal document, the Declaration of Independence, followed by the Constitution, and the two documents work hand in hand. And if somebody asked me, what is the main idea, student David, of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the main idea to me would be life, liberty, and property, or if you want to call it happiness, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And somehow tied in with our rights, usually referred to as unalienable rights. And so let me, and you know, I'm totally turned off to this country after what has happened to me in my life. And
sure.
Let me just pose a question that ties my situation in specifically to Independence Day, to the Declaration of Independence, to life, liberty, property. Where in that most important idea, protected by the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, where in life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, where in there do my children fall? Are they life? Are they liberty? Are they property? Are they happiness? What are they? And where has my government protected my and my children's rights in my situation? So,
well, they took your kids from you, so I imagine that the answer would be they did not protect in any way, shape, or form your right to pursue happiness. I would say it's under life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, kids are new life, and you should have the liberty to have some level of interaction with them, and part of all of that is your pursuit of your happiness. It's clearly that that has all been completely bastardized and thrown away by this government. Thank you, David, for the call tonight and the perspective. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I know, Conan, you've had some courtroom dealings in the past. You have a daughter.
I was very lucky. My situation, I was very lucky because I hear the horror stories, even from some people we know here in the area,
mm-hmm.
who are going through getting the child services and getting rubbed
nightmares.
The wrong way. It's nightmares.
Dude set himself on fire out in front of the courthouse, 7 years ago, I think, at this point, because he was so frustrated yep. with the government family court system.
Yeah, it's a real hard deal that people have to put up with, and I was very lucky.
Meaning that you continued to...
I continued to raise my daughter, and I didn't have anybody in my way. There was one incident where I had a run-in with Children's Services, and I'll tell you, that whole year I dealt with them, I was lapping up, kissing their feet, kissing their hands, just to get them off my case, because I knew how much power they had.
That's tough. Let's go to Kirby on the line in Indianapolis, watching us on YouTube. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey there. This morning?
I say good morning because I work third shift and I'm...
Excellent.
I did that for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I've done it for the last 8. But
so what's on your mind tonight, Kirby?
Drugs, man, we need to legalize it.
Yes, sir.
Let the ATF
all of it.
Tax it like they do everything else.
Well, I don't agree with taxes, but...
Well, I mean, they're going to tax it, so we just have to live with that.
That's true.
I'd like to get around taxes, but the people in this country don't have the testicular fortitude to do that.
No doubt. They don't seem to have any testicular fortitude. I said they don't seem to have any testicular fortitude to do much of anything differently.
No, they don't.
Except stick their heads in the sand.
Independence Day.
Hold that thought, Kirby. I know you got something to say. I want to make sure you get it out here. If you've got time, I know you're at work or you're going to work. So stand by if you can through the news. We're going to bring you right back here in moments. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's going to comment on Independence Day. We got some comments as well. Conan, you want to talk about a comma or a period? And apparently this matters.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get into that. Hour number 3. Where's Daryl when you need him for the minutiae?
Yeah, he'd love it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.